That was Bella Novella, their second song that they sent in. They got to play that because they were so successful on their first song and Stay or Go that we got to hear their second song. That second song, Matt Sorum's with us. What'd you think of that second song?
Wow, crazy melodies on the guitars. Very Iron Maiden. Yeah. I read that. They're inspired by Iron Maiden, Queen, and ABBA.
I know.
I was like, ABBA. Yeah. You know, ABBA sold a lot of records, so you guys are on the right, tip there.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I dug it. Not as big of a hook. I couldn't really get where the chorus was. It kind of just jammed right through. But, great melodies and stuff happening. A little straighter beat on the verse. Got a little busier again. But all in all, maybe not as good of a song as the first one.
So they were... Smart.
They were smart in picking the first song.
Yeah, I think they were.
If you liked them, go to HeidiandFrank.com and vote for them online to stay because, like I said, the online votes and the call-in votes are combined, and the most successful bands on Stay or Go will play at Sogfest, which is like a showcase of the best bands. And hopefully Matt will be able to join us when we finally plan that thing sometime. We want to come out to our
Sogfest? It sounds damp.
Doesn't it?
Is there ponchos?
Is there mud involved? Opens up. do people throw things?
Fire hoses. It was very soggy.
Oh. I'm there.
All right.
Now, luckily, the Bella Novella can pursue their dreams. Did you have any other dream in mind before you? I mean, you were playing drums at 14, and you were already playing the Whiskey A Go Go. But was there any option in your head, like maybe I want to be a dentist?
No, I had no other qualifications whatsoever. I could whip up some scrambled eggs, and my mom said she was going to send me to French Culinary Art School if I just give up this damn rock and roll business.
Oh, thank God you didn't, though, Matt.
Could you imagine?
Oh my!
I could be making a nice souffle right now, or some crepes.
Matt Sorum's crepes.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people are glad you didn't.
A lot of people are glad. Matt replaced Steven Adler in the '90s in Guns N' Roses, and then you toured all over the world with the Cult, and then Velvet Revolver, and now you have Kings of Chaos, and then your solo stuff, and you're launching other bands. You're part of that Camp Freddy. Billy Morrison was in here. He's part of that too.
Yeah, they say as you get older, you got to work even harder. Have you heard that?
Well, believe me.
The older you get, the harder you got to work.
I was about losing weight. Like, all of a sudden you hit like 40 and it's like, wait a second, I just gained 10 pounds.
Wait a second, I can't eat pizza and drink a bottle of red wine and just go to bed and wake up fantastic?
Isn't that a bummer?
Now I'm all bloated.
Dude, I used to throw down a couple pitchers of beer, woof down a pizza.
No big deal.
No. Wake up feeling good.
Right.
Let's
now
do
it's
it
like
again.
You're swollen, you're retaining water, you feel bloated and sluggish.
Yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, back when it was just, when it was rock and roll and partying, and obviously, I heard Duff was a big partier, obviously.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Something about something, an organ exploding or something. Yeah. It's like,
that's how you know you party.
That's when you know he parties quite a bit.
Yeah, I call him, I go, dude, we're going out tonight. He's like, oh, sorry, my organ exploded.
It's the greatest excuse, though, to not be able to go out.
Yeah. I'm only going to drink light beer. My pancreas exploded.
No, this is a really funny story because he used to drink a lot of vodka. Like he'd throw down.
That
like
was
one,
his thing.
You know those ones with the handle?
Oh.
He'd drink
like
one of those.
Costco vodka.
Luggage vodka.
Yeah. And I go, oh, Matt, I quit drinking, man. I quit drinking. I go up to his house. Now he's got the jug of Gallo with the handle. And so he's on wine. I'm like, yeah, you quit drinking. That's cool. All right, great.
Wine doesn't count.
Anything with a handle is cool, but this is like,
He's tapering it down.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have an event coming up with your solo band, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the Peace Through Music Gala.
That's right.
You give back. It's so sweet.
Look at this charity.
It's crazy. I woke up one day and I said, you know what? I've had a great life.
Yeah.
And I've been so blessed and, traveled the world, met all these cool people. Now I got to, get out and help some people.
Especially the kids. I mean, there's so many music programs that they don't even have music programs in school anymore.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, let me tell you what happened. I started a charity to give guitars to orphanages, shelters, anybody that wanted instruments and music. And I was headed down to Haiti during the earthquake, and I had about 15 guitars that I'd gotten from a company, Ovation, and I was going down there, and then the government wanted a tax to bring the instruments in because it was all this corruption going on around the earthquake. So I didn't go, and then my neighbor comes over, and she goes, what are you doing with all those guitars? I said, well, I was going to go to Haiti. She goes, the school up the street has no instruments. They have an old broken-down piano. So I cruise up to Rosewood Avenue, which is on Melrose and Rosewood, And I walk in there, and lo and behold, there's an old broken down piano, and they're in a double wide out in the parking lot, and, you know, horrible.
Yeah.
And I said, I got to do something about this.
Haiti was actually in better shape.
Yeah, they were. They were rocking. They, you know, they had all kinds of stuff going on in Haiti. But anyway, so I go up there, and I'm like, I'm going to take this challenge on, and I'm going to adopt this school. Long story short, now the room's carpeted, painted. They've got 50 guitars. They got 25 keyboards, 2 drum kits, a PA. And I said, I want to come up with this idea. I want to adopt this school. And my neighbor, Abby Berman, who is my partner, I said, what about the name Adopt the Arts? So we started our organization 2 years ago. I went downtown February 14th.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a lot of love, right? Aww. They're going to cancel music and art in the LAUSD completely. Cut it. So I end up in front of the school board, John Daisy, who's the head superintendent of the LAUSD, and someone goes, would you like to speak? And I'm like, never give the drummer a microphone.
You said it earlier.
So I get up there and I'm like, how dare you shut down music and art in L.A. and Hollywood? This is the biggest entertainment community in the world. What a joke. Right. Next thing I know, come in my office.
Oh, no.
So I go in there. Yeah. Like
principal's
just
office.
Like the old days.
Yeah. Right. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. So I go in there and I meet John Daisy and we start talking, man. And he's like, well, if you can help me, I can help you. So we basically partnered, and I've been working with the LAUSD because, you know, they have unions and teachers' unions and all these things. So since then, I've done 25 schools, over 1,000 instruments. We've got a lot of art going out to kids. We did a big thing at Bergamot Station where kids are painting. 400 kids in 30 schools painted elephants. And at the same time, while they're painting, they're learning
elephants,
about
actual elephants, or pictures of elephants on the wall.
Yeah, a big polka dotted purple elephant.
Now you're messing with me. It's early. Yeah. Okay.
Wow,
no.
Painted elephants. How cool.
Now that would not be cool. That's not cool. So
I just wanted to make sure we didn't have PETA going, how dare Matt Sorum?
Yeah, we brought in that. We had the budget for that, you know? No, the kids painted. You're messing with me. And they painted beautiful pictures of elephants.
Okay.
But at the same time, we partnered with a group called International Fund for Animal Welfare, and the kids learn about elephants. Aww. They learn, like, they're getting their tusks taken in Africa, you know, for poaching and all this stuff. So we're teaching our kids while they're doing art. A lot of people think, wow, music and art, man, that's just a fun thing. And I'm like, no, no, no. Kids are learning humanity in the arts. They're learning all these beautiful things about animals and things while they're learning. And with music, they learn about culture. They're learning where these artists come from. They learn about John Coltrane, Miles Davis, all the great artists from America, jazz. You know, their kids are going home third, fourth grade going, Mommy, Mommy, I learned about this guy today, Miles Davis. They're like, who's that? Well, Miles was a trumpet player. Like, you know, cool, right?
Yeah, they're learning.
And then and they go, some weird guy came over with tattoos. And his name's Matt. He's from a band called Guns N' Roses. And I wanted Justin Bieber, but this guy Matt came. And then the mom goes, Guns N' Roses! And, yeah. And, like, I want to come to the school. Now we got all the parents involved, right? Yeah. You see my drift?
Yeah, beautiful.
So it's been really cool, man. And then since then, Slash has come on board. I got Jane Lynch from Glee, which is a big show on TV. Mm-hmm. She's an Emmy Award winner. And Macy Gray. So we're doing this big event on Sunday, and it's the biggest event.
Did you ask Macy if she'd get involved? And she said, I'll try.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'll try to help you out if I can.
Oh, don't you dig her?
I love her.
Macy Gray. I wish she was Siri. Macy Gray was Siri's voice. I'd use Siri way more often on my iPhone. I'd be like,
I'll try to find that Starbucks for you.
Dude, I'll hook that up for you right now for a donation to Adopt the Arts. I'll call her, dude.
We'll donate. I'll donate to Adopt the Arts.
She was like,
Frank's not available right now.
Oh, I'd be so... Oh, that'd be.
She'd hear what happens when I call her early. She's like, Matt.
We love her.
Call me later.
Yeah, this event is going to happen, let's see, what, September 15th?
It's tomorrow, right?
Sunday. So it's Sunday. It takes place at Wolfgang Puck's Ray Dolby Ballroom, Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. Can you stick around?
I will.
Stick around. We're going to take a quick break and come back more with Matt Sorum and talking about this great charity, adoptthearts.org.
Beautiful.
/ peace through music. More with Matt Sorum when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.